The 24th of December. Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is at hand, come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is at hand. Come, let us adore him. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling thy sight. O Lord, we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Psalm 72. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling, my steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud, when I saw how the wicked prosper. For them there are no pains, their bodies are sound and sleek, they have no share in men's sorrows, they are not stricken like others. So they wear their pride like a necklace, they clothe themselves with violence, their hearts overflow with malice, their minds seethe with plots. They scoff, they speak with malice, from on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth. So the people turn to follow them, and drink in all their words. They see, how can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled they grow in wealth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. Psalm 72 continued. How useless to keep my heart pure, and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all the day long, suffered punishment day after day. Then I said, if I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people. I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked. How slippery the paths on which you set them! You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O God, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. Psalm 72 concluded. And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight. Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory. What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever. All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. The Lord makes his word known to Jacob. To Israel he reveals his laws and decrees. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 51. Awake, awake, to your feet, Jerusalem, you who from the Lord's hand have drunk the cup of his wrath, the chalice of stupor, you have drained it to the dregs. She has not one to guide her of all the sons she has borne, not one to take her by the hand of all the sons she has reared. These two calamities have befallen you. Who is there to mourn for you? Devastation and ruin, famine and sword, who is there to console you? Your sons lie helpless, like an antelope trapped in the net, sodden with the wrath of the Lord, with the threats of your God. Listen then to this, prostrated one, drunk though not with wine, thus says your Lord, your God, defender of your people. See, I take out of your hand the cup of stupor, the chalice of my wrath. You shall drink it no longer. I will put it in the hand of your tormentors, of those who said to you, bow down that we may walk over you, while of your back you made a pavement, a street for them to walk on. Awake, awake, clothe yourself in strength, Zion, put on your richest clothes. Jerusalem, holy city, since no longer shall there enter you either the uncircumcised or the unclean. Shake off your dust, to your feet, captive Jerusalem, free your neck from its fetters, captive daughter of Zion. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of one who brings good news, who heralds peace, brings happiness, proclaims salvation, and tells Zion, your God is king. Listen, your watchmen raise their voices, they shout for joy together, for they see the Lord face to face as he returns to Zion. Break into shouts of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord is consoling his people, redeeming Jerusalem. The Lord bears his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Responsory, based on Exodus 19. Sanctify yourselves, sons of Israel, says the Lord, for tomorrow the Lord will come down, and he will take away all weakness. Tomorrow the sin of the world will be taken away, and the Saviour of the world will reign over us, and he will take away all weakness. A reading from a sermon by St. Augustine. Wake up, O man! It was not for you that God was made man. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. For you, I say, was God made man. Eternal death would have awaited you, had he not been born in time. Never would you be freed from your sinful flesh, had he not taken to himself the likeness of sinful flesh. Everlasting would be your misery, had he not performed this act of mercy. you would not have come to life again had he not come to die your death. You would have broken down had he not come to help you. You would have perished had he not come. Let us joyfully celebrate the coming of our salvation and redemption. Let us celebrate the hallowed day on which the eternal day came from the great eternal day into this, our so short and temporal day. He has become our justice and our sanctification and our redemption. And so, as Scripture says, let him who glories glory in the Lord. Truth, then, is sprung out of the earth. Christ, who said, I am the truth, is born of a virgin. And justice looked down from heaven. Man, believing in him who has been born, has been justified not by himself, but by God. Truth is sprung out of the earth, for the Word was made flesh, and justice looked down from heaven. For every best gift and every perfect gift is from above. Truth is sprung out of the earth, flesh born of Mary, and justice looked down from heaven, for a man cannot receive anything unless it be given him from heaven. Being justified by faith, let us have peace with God, for justice and peace have kissed each other through our Lord Jesus Christ, for truth is sprung out of the earth. Through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we glorify in our hope of sharing the glory of God. St. Paul does not say, our glory, but the glory of God, because justice does not proceed from us, but has looked down from heaven. Let him who glories then glory not in himself, but in the Lord. Because of this, when the Lord was born of the Virgin, the angels announced, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. Whence is peace on earth, if not from the fact that truth is sprung out of the earth, that is, Christ is born of flesh? And he is our peace, who has made both one, that we might be men of good will, bound together by the sweet bonds of unity. Let us then rejoice in this grace, that our glory may be testimony of our conscience, and we may glory not in ourselves, but in the Lord. Obviously, it was because of this that it was said, my glory who lifts up my head. For what greater grace could have dawned upon us from God than that he who had only one son made him the son of man, and so in turn made the son of man a son of God? Ask yourself whether this involves any merit, any motivation, any right on your part, and see whether you find anything but grace. A responsory from Isaiah 11. A shoot shall grow from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall spring from its roots. Round his waist he shall wear the belt of justice, and good faith shall be the girdle round his body. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and power. Round his waist he shall wear the belt of justice, and good faith shall be the girdle round his body. Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come soon. In this time of your coming, support and console us who trust in your love, who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.